Now, 20 people, including at least 6 children, are reported to have been killed in 2 Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. The territory's civil defence agency said the attacks took place in Khan Yunis in the south and at another camp for displaced people in the north. The bombings came as Israel's President Benjamin Netanyahu held further talks with the US President Donald Trump. Hisham Manna, who's a spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross, is based at their field hospital in Rafah, and he's been telling me about conditions there.
The field hospital run by the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, in Rafah, south in Gaza Strip, for over a year now, has been the only fully functional hospital across the entire area of Rafah and has been under severe strain because of the large mass casualty situations from people who stated to our team in the hospital that they were trying to reach the aid distribution sites. Since May 27th until recently, we have treated over 2,200 casualties, and over 200 people were announced dead upon arrival to the hospital. This has put this hospital, its team's resources, under strain, severe pressure, because simply the total number of the mass casualty incidents they had to deal with exceed the entire mass casualty situations that the hospital dealt with before the beginning of the work at these distribution sites all combined. So it gives you an idea or an example about how tragic the situation is over there.
Can you give us a sense then of the sort of stories you're hearing from the injured people who are coming to the hospital?
They are all desperate. They have all expressed the sense of despair, the sense of helplessness, and this desperation had led them to take serious decisions and take risky routes in order to secure the bare minimum of the essential needs for their families, starting with food, some flour, canned food, anything they can find. Also, yesterday, a child, a 13-year-old boy, his name is Malik, he was at the outpatient department of the Rafah Field Hospital receiving medical care 3 weeks ago. He received, unfortunately, a stray bullet that hit him in the head, and he succumbed to his wound just yesterday. Another family is devastated, and that also happened to one of our colleagues who are working at the field hospital. These two examples gives a stark, portray the harsh, grim reality and the very precarious, dangerous environment our teams are surrounded with while working to save lives.
What sort of strain is all of this putting on workers who presumably have been working non-stop for more than 18 months?
Well, since the outbreak of this conflict, especially since the resumption of the hostilities on the 18th of March 2025, the entire healthcare sector in Gaza has been decimated. Ongoing restrictions on the entry of humanitarian aid, urgent humanitarian aid, including medical supplies, equipment, fuel, and food, have put the remains of this healthcare system into further deeper catastrophe and under more pressure. What the field hospital run by the ICRC in Rafah exemplifies what the remaining hospitals that are struggling to continue the life-saving work because of the direct impact of the hostilities, because of the severe restrictions and the severe shortage in the essential supplies and medicines and fuel. Many hospitals have been directly impacted by the hostilities, and many doctors, nurses, healthcare staff, and patients have lost their life while being treated or working at healthcare facilities. This is utterly unacceptable by us.
Given what people have been saying to you about the injuries they received in and around the food distribution centre, has anybody from the ICRC been speaking to the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which runs these centres?
We don't engage directly with the Gaza Humanitarian Fund, but we maintain our constant bilateral dialogue with parties to the conflict, including the Israeli authorities, with regards to the humanitarian situation in Gaza, with the conduct of hostilities, and to remind everyone of their legal obligations under the international humanitarian law with regards to the protection of civilians, with the protection of healthcare workers and facilities, its respect, and the urgency to allow humanitarian aid immediately and unimpededly to cross into Gaza, because every minute, every hour, every day passes, tens of civilians, if not hundreds, get either killed, injured, or just simply disappear. The ICRC has received via its hotline in Gaza, only in the period between 11th and the 23rd of June, around 97 cases from families, requests from families who report on the missing of their loved ones who were trying to find aid. And that covers the areas where these four distribution sites operate, but also in other areas with routes of trucks moving around. So the entire situation is chaotic, extremely perilous, and there's no foreseen hope that a ceasefire could come into effect. Everyone in Gaza is waiting for a declaration of an agreement, and we remain as the ICRC more than ready to start facilitating the implementation of this agreement once it's realized and agreed by the parties.
As you say, we're talking at a time when there's increased speculation about the possibility of a new ceasefire. How hopeful are you at this stage?
We never lose hope in humanity, despite everything we have witnessed in Gaza since October 7th, 2023, and in Israel as well, and the entire region. Hope is something people cannot fathom to or cannot afford to have anymore, because they worry about the lives of their children. They worry about having a meal, having enough water, having access to healthcare if needed. And of course, the entire population, all the civilians in Gaza and Israel and the region are so desperate for a respite from the fighting. This area, this region has been torn by armed conflicts for decades. People in Gaza, over 2 million people in Gaza, have been subject to the impact of recyclic escalations and conflicts. But nothing is compared to this very dark, ugly nightmare that has been lasting for over 18 months now.
Hisham Manna there of the Red Cross in Rafah in southern Gaza.